On University of St. Thomas Week, do humans need to work? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christopher Wong Michelson, Opus Distinguished Professor of Principled Leadership, looks into this.
Have you ever thought about what you would do if you didn't have to work? Many people imagine themselves golfing, sewing, or traveling, but if you had to do those things all day, every day, they would probably feel like work too. To work is human. Even though it's increasingly popular to speculate about when technology will bring about the end of work, there will always be human work to do. Even if we can harness AI to write reports and train robots to make widgets, as long as we're human, we'll have the impulse for work that enables us to create, care for, and relate to each other. As a philosopher of work, I'm interested not only in why people work, but how work worth doing contributes to life worth living. For most adults, work determines our daily rhythms, occupies the largest share of our waking hours, and influences our status, standard of living, even our identity. If work is a fact of life, we might as well make it count. I found in recent research with my co-author Jen Tosti-Karas about work in the wake of 9/11 and COVID-19 that some people for whom work is a dirty word waste years wishing they didn't have to work. We've encountered other people who hope to discover their calling at work, only to find that it can be tough to make a living doing what you love. We've learned that work can be worthwhile in many ways, saving lives as a first responder, supporting your family as a financier, making toilet paper in a pandemic, or delivering essential goods to a front door. It may not always be possible to do what you love for a living, but the world will always need people to do work that's worth loving.
That was Christopher Wong Michelson of the University of St. Thomas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.